glad you're here. Fellowship's sweeter knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you. We're glad you're here.
Welcome to Mark and Friends for Thursday, August 31st, 2023. I'm Donna Leland. Today we talk with Huey Freeman, author and educator in the Champaign area. Huey also serves on the board of Great News Media. Well, imagine my surprise when I was reading an article in the Epoch Times and I saw Huey's name attached to it. I knew right then I needed to get him on Mark and Friends and have him share the contents with us. Welcome, Huey, to Mark and Friends.
Well, hi, Donna. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, thanks so much for taking time out. And yeah, I stumbled on your article on gambling recently. Huey, tell us how you came to write for Epoch Times.
Well, it is kind of an amazing thing because my regular job, I'm a writer and I'm working on a book, but I do substitute teach, and that's been my like immediate income. And I didn't have a job lined up for the summer. I was thinking of various possibilities. And in March of this year, my friend Amy Denny contacted me. I heard they're the fourth biggest subscription circulation in the United States, but a lot of people don't know about them. They cover issues from a truth narrative. When people ask me, over the years, where do you get your information? Where I would get information all the time that's alternative to the mainstream media. One of the main places is the Epoch Times. It's E-P-O-C-H, for those who don't know. Chrissy Trudeau asked me to, if I would be interested in this story about gambling, especially in relation to a high suicide rate and a high rate of other maladies like depression, and also there's a high rate of bankruptcy, divorce, criminal activity leading to imprisonment, of which I never had heard that idea that there's a high rate of suicide.
Mm.
So I said, this sounds like a good subject for me. So
there is a bit of embarrassment and shame associated with getting taken down into that rabbit hole of addiction. So, yeah, it takes a very brave and strong person willing to stand up and say, I was fooled. I got taken in, but I woke up. And I love it that you actually found people willing to step forward and saying, I'm an example of someone who can recover.
Yeah, and that's true. And there's always someone who's really brave like that. But in this case, the level of bravery, it was mitigated, too, because they didn't have to give their last name. In fact, I found out Gamblers Anonymous, as part of their rule structure, they tell anyone, if you're going public with your story, do not give your last name. Well, I'm not saying which individual it was, but I'll tell you, this story really rattled me, that this was a man who was a professional, and he got so desperate that when he was in a casino and lost his money, and apparently he lost every access to money, because a lot of them tell me, they'll go there and say, I'm only going to lose $100, and then they go to their ATM and get another $100, and by the time they leave the casino, they've lost $1,000 or $1,400. Well, in this case, this man, he lost his money, and apparently he had no access to any other money. He went out into the parking lot and started rifling through cars.
Wow.
This is a man, like a middle-aged man who is a professional person. And he got thrown in jail. And he's not the only one. There are so many people who commit crimes. There was in the news here, and while I was working on this story, there was a man, a pastor in Champaign, who was thrown into jail, thrown into prison. He was sentenced to prison because he was embezzling funds from funds that were designated to help youth and things like this. And it turns out he had a gambling addiction. And I had covered a story at the Decatur Herald Review of a man who was the maintenance supervisor of the bus company in Decatur, who was stealing thousands of dollars from the buses.
Wow.
He had the keys. He wasn't, his maintenance, he wasn't even, well, I understood, he wasn't even supposed to touch any of the money. And he had the keys, and he was convicted. And it turned out his money was going to video poker. So he had to steal all this money. This article that we wrote for Epoch Times, Gamblers Crushed by Losses, Find Hope and Recovery, there's not articles like this in the United States.
Yeah.
Because guess who is advertising in all these other publications?
The casinos.
Casinos, the gambling industry. They don't want articles showing that a lot of gamblers are killing themselves, and they're losing their families. They're having divorces. They're going into bankruptcy.
You know, it's interesting how, you know, Chicago pushed for all these casinos, and they wanted them in there so bad, saying, oh, it's going to help. It's going to help build up our financial base. It's going to get us out of our struggles. That's all a lie. When casinos come into communities, what comes in with it is all the other problems. You get your drugs, you get your prostitutes, you get your suicides, and the entire community just goes downhill.
That's so true. And I would say the history of America was restricting vice, restricting activity that is harmful, and there was good reason for it. And some of us people have a little more age. We remember when you could only gamble legally at racetracks. You know, there were some racetracks in Illinois you could gamble legally, and you could gamble legally in Nevada. We've gone on down the slippery slope, and I believe it has to do with, as we more and more get away from God, that the percentages of people who believe in Jesus and believe in other, you know, religions, that as that declines, all the common sense of restricting things that are harmful to people has just gone way out the window.
So many words of encouragement from the book of Proverbs, you know, warning against this kind of thing. It says in Proverbs 21, a wise man saves for the future. Gambling is throwing money away, so you won't have it in the future. And then Proverbs 13, money little by little grows. And gambling's the opposite. It wants it to grow big, but all it ends up doing is depleting. I think the enemy sometimes allows people to go into these casinos and win. And so they get this high off of that win, and then that just fuels them. Did you find any evidence for that?
There's story after story of people I interviewed, and just over the years, hearing that you know, the worst thing that could happen to you is to go in a casino or a racetrack and have a big win, because you will lose that back many, many times over. I will tell you, when I was in high school, I went to the racetrack, and I was making good money. I'm working a lot. And someone said they had a tip on a horse and all this, and we got in my car, went to the racetrack. I promptly lost all the money I brought with me. I think it was like $65 or something like that. And in retrospect, people have told me that's the best thing that could have ever happened to you.
Wow.
I went back once after that, and the same thing happened, only I was much more cautious. I lost a very little amount of money. But the same thing happened. I lost every single race. And people tell me that's the best thing. But if you go to the racetrack, place a bet. You put your $2 down and you win $20. And then you put $10 down and win $50. Then you might be hooked for life. And casinos, there's story after story of someone going in and hitting a jackpot. And then they're basically hooked. Since, say, I have my article, it's like $400 billion have been bet in the last few years, and there was this huge increase since the Supreme Court gave the gave their stamp of approval that every state could have legalized sports betting. And last count I saw was like 35 states have legalized sports betting, and it's astronomically increased. That was something that was limited. I know Nevada had it, and I think maybe one or two other states had it, but they gave the go-ahead basically that you can't, you know, legally stop it from occurring. But it's on the states, but one state after another has approved it within the last 5 years, and the gambling has increased, and the people who are trying to help gamblers, that has tremendously increased the number of people who are seeking help.
Now, if a person was caught in this gambling addiction or feels themselves being caught up in it and not being able to say no, give us some of the resources that are available.
Well, I would say that, and this was told me, like, I mean, every person that I interviewed recommended Gamblers Anonymous, and it's, the number to call is 800-GAMBLER, which is 800-426-2537, and you could look that up on the internet, and you could get your state and local places that you could. And it's a 12-step process, so it's similar to it's based on Alcoholics Anonymous, and they have, I believe, it's Narcotics Anonymous, but it is okay. It's spiritually based. So there are Christians who are involved with it, but they don't promote one specific. They don't promote one specific
higher power.
Faith, yes, yeah. Exactly.
It's kind of like power. Choose your own higher power.
That is true. Okay, but there are Christian based, church based organizations,
right,
also,
and that's your Celebrate Recovery. Now, Celebrate Recovery would be a great option if you are looking to see Jesus as the only solution for any addiction. So they do cover quite a swath of addictions, you know, food addiction, pornography, alcohol, drugs, you know. And so Celebrate Recovery is another really great option. Now, Gamblers Anonymous, you go in there knowing Jesus is your higher power. That works really well, too.
It works well, and what you told me, that is news to me. I know about Celebrate Recovery, but I have not interacted with them in relation to gambling. Many different research studies have shown that the gambling addiction suicide rate is higher than any other addiction. Diagnostics Manual, the DSM-5, the latest one that came out 10 years ago of the American Psychiatric Association, for the first time codified compulsive gambling as an addiction. Gambling disorder is, as an addiction, and it has to do with brain chemistry that is similar, and it has, you know, the addiction of gambling has many similarities with substance addictions. But the thing that is shocking is that it trumps the other substance addictions as far as a higher suicide rate. And some of the reasons is that, like in one study I was looking at, how that every single suicide had unmanageable debt. So when someone goes out and gambles, they're causing problems for their entire family for decades, maybe for the rest of the life of everyone in their family. Mm-hmm. And for example, the individual that was my main source, because not only is he a gambling addict, but he's been involved with recovery groups, he was in debt $90,000 at one point. And also it's the secretiveness, so his wife didn't know, because as far as his wife knew, he had quit gambling. He had quit gambling, and he had different steps where he had, before that, he was down $30,000. And this is the reason that some end up going to prison, because they get into this deep debt, and they see they might be on the brink of divorce, they might be, you know, they're in bankruptcy, they're losing their job. All these things are happening, and they don't see any way out. Guilt and shame, all these things all go into looking as if they have no way out but suicide.
That's so sad, because their life is so precious, you know, and Jesus loves them. And, you know, money, it doesn't matter when it comes to a life. And the kids, they don't care. What they care about is having a parent. That's who they really are after. And that's priceless when it comes to relationships. So we do get our brains off on what's important and start thinking that something's been done that can't be undone. I'm finding another Proverb 15:27. Whoever is greedy for unjust gain troubles his own household, but he who hates bribes will live. We trouble our households. But even then, there's forgiveness. There's debt repayment. There is a solution, you know, so it's not going to be the big vacations to Disney anymore. So what? You know, sitting around the backyard with a picnic is just as enjoyable.
Well, the love of the money is the root of all evil. Some have coveted after, and they have ruined their own lives by doing so. So that's it is really the question of, do you really worship God with your heart, or are you worshiping gold? Because those who worship, you know, money, they err from the faith and pierce themselves with many sorrows. And it is, you know, you could look at the worship of money from both angles, is that you, when you're gambling, that is a form of money worship. If you believe in Satan behind the curtain on all these promotions of all these vices that hurt people, why there's proliferation of casinos and sports betting and every kind of gambling in the United States and across the world. This is a worldwide problem.
Wow.
This is an American problem. This betting is a worldwide problem, and betting suicide. Some of the studies I looked at were out of Sweden, Hong Kong, an article in Great Britain talking about, in Great Britain, this one news article said there's 500 suicides associated with gambling every year. So that's like about 10 every week in Great Britain. So that was, in fact, my editors, I think the first article they gave me associating suicide with gambling was out of Great Britain.
Mm, here's another one I found. It says, wealth gained hastily will dwindle, but whoever gathers little by little will increase it. It's that little by little increasing is really what is the kind of wealth that we're after. Maybe, Huey, today we're talking with someone who feels them being taken down that rabbit hole. They feel their brain wants that hit. You know, winning is kind of a dopamine push. It's a hit, just as, you know, alcohol or drugs. You get this brain chemistry going where you want that high, and everything else outside of that is just, meh, you know, mundane. And so you're seeking that excitement. And that's a really hard place to be, because nothing that God gave you will ever be enough. You know, you have a home, you have a family, you have resources, you have a job, but it's not enough. You want that other thing that the enemy of our soul is holding out. Oh, God's withholding something good from you. No, he's not. He's trying to save us from something that will destroy us. So I just want to encourage our listeners today, Huey, that maybe find themselves being dragged in, or maybe you have a loved one who you sense has really succumbed to this vice of gambling. There is hope. There's a lot of hope.
There is so much hope in Jesus. Jesus, he freed me from addiction to cigarettes, which I had tried so hard to get rid of before I became a believer in Christ. Shortly after I became a believer in Christ, some brothers prayed over me. I didn't even want to quit. I thought, well, I'm a believer in Christ, I'm going to heaven, I could just keep smoking. And brothers prayed over me, delivered, you know, the power of God came over me, and I couldn't even reach for my next cigarette, and my addiction was gone. And I had other kind of not as strong addictions, to things that, and you know, in my past also, but God's power is delivering. And these people who go to the 12th step and they say the higher power, and it helps them and it works for them, and God bless them, and they are, a lot of them are believers. And whether they're believers or not, I mean, one of my sources was he said he's an atheist, but he still goes to the 12 step process. And he was quoting me even the Serenity Prayer that helps him, even though he says he's an atheist. So God works through things and many things all the time, whether or not the name of Jesus is always glorified, because God cares about everybody. And God has, Jesus said, I have all power in heaven and in earth. And he does have the healing power. When Jesus was on earth, he was basically healing people all the time. That's one of the main reasons people loved him and followed him. And he still has all healing power. He could certainly deliver anybody from gambling addiction who would pray to him and turn to him.
And I think God, you know, wants to keep people alive. So if the 12-step program helps them stay alive till that point where they realize Jesus is what's the only thing that's going to satisfy that deep hole within our hearts. See, people are trying to throw gambling in that heart. They try to throw other people in that heart, food and other things, perhaps material items. But that heart that's empty, it's like the size of the Grand Canyon. And we're just taking our little dump truck, putting a few things in there, and putting ourselves up to the edge and dumping it, thinking that that is going to satisfy. But it never will.
Well, the temporary focus is the way of death. It's the Broadway. And the eternal focus is the straight gate that leads to eternal life. And Jesus came to save us from our sins, and he came to give us eternal life. And if we seek first his righteousness, all things will be added to us.
Yeah, anything can become a substitute, can't it, Huey? For the love, the joy, the peace. I just see all these things as a counterfeit. People want to feel satisfied, and that satisfaction is only in Jesus. Well, Huey, thank you so much for joining us here on Mark and Friends. Any parting thoughts?
Well, it's just been a pleasure once again to be on the show with you, Donna, because you're a shining light for Jesus, and just enjoyed tremendously being on air with you and talking with you.
Thanks so much for listening to Mark and Friends, a ministry of Great News Media and the WLUJ family of stations.